Good evening, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by Elkton Motorsports, your full-service Honda dealer east of Elkton. You'll find ATVs, road, and dirt bikes. That's Elkton Motorsports, east of Elkton on M142. Call them at 989-375-2391. In a legal drama unfolding in Huron County District Court before Judge Ferris, a routine arraignment for Justin Michael Whalen just set the stage for a high-stakes legal showdown. Justin Michael Whalen, facing charges of driving while license suspended, revoked or denied, a misdemeanor carrying up to 93 days in jail or a $500 fine, entered a plea of not guilty. The clock is now ticking for both sides. Prosecutor David Wallace has until April 11th to present a plea offer and all discovery, while defense attorney Michelle Siev, newly appointed to Whalen's case, must prepare for an in-person plea cutoff hearing on April 30th. This date isn't just a deadline. It's the final opportunity for any plea agreements or motions. Whalen was released on a $3,500 personal recognizance bond, meaning no cash up front, but a strict mandate to appear in court. Fail to show, and he'll face fines, costs, and potential jail time. The legal chess match has begun, with the next moves critical in determining Whalen's fate. Also in Huron County District Court, before Judge Ferris, the legal gears are already grinding for Derek Axel Buchholz. What began as an alleged lapse in judgment, operating a motor vehicle without insurance on Pigeon Road near Grasmere Road in Oliver Township, has now escalated into a formal misdemeanor charge. Buchholz, represented by attorney Michelle Siev for his arraignment, entered a plea of not guilty. This seemingly straightforward charge carries a punch, potential fines of up to $500, and even a year behind bars. The court isn't wasting any time. Prosecutor David Wallace is on the clock with a deadline of April 11th to present a plea offer and all discovery. Meanwhile, Buchholz now under the counsel of appointed attorney Andrew Lockhart must prepare for a critical in-person plea cutoff hearing set for April 30th at 11:30 a.m. And when we come back after this Elkton Motorsports sponsor message, we'll continue with our local news.
Looking for one of the best ATVs on the planet? Then check out a Honda 4Trax Foreman at Elkton Motorsports east of Elkton. The Foreman is built around a 518cc engine, offering more of the proven power you expect from a Honda ATV. The tough front and rear racks feature Honda's ProConnect system, so you can switch between accessories for work and play with no tools needed. Plus, there's an easy-to-use reverse system and a handy utility box for storage. So head to Elkton Motorsports east of Elkton and check out a Honda Foreman. You'll see how life is better on a Honda. For riders 16 years and older, Honda recommends that all ATV riders take a training course and read the owner's manual thoroughly.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Once again, my name is John Curdy. On a positive note, in a remarkable achievement for a small-town school, three seniors from Laker High School are headed to Michigan State University with one less worry on their minds, tuition. Ava Gardy, Madison Skaden, and Sarah Steinman, all members of the class of 2026, have been awarded a highly competitive Gordon W. and Lois B. Huchen Science Scholarship, covering four full years of tuition, room, and board. Congratulations, you guys. The scholarship, unique to Laker schools and awarded since the mid-1990s, recognizes students pursuing rigorous science degrees. But earning it is no small feat. Candidates are evaluated on academic excellence, course difficulty, leadership, and a clear vision for their future, then put through essays and interviews before final selections are made. And this year's recipients have big ambitions. Gardy plans to study human biology and become a nurse midwife. Skaden is aiming for a career in surgery, also beginning with human biology studies at MSU's Lynn Briggs College. and Steinman will follow a similar academic path with her sights set on becoming a family physician through osteopathic medicine. School leaders say the trio stood out in an already competitive pool, not just for their grades, but for their drive and purpose.
In the United States, a vehicle is stolen every 31 seconds, about as long as this message. Luckily, you can take a few easy steps to protect your car in the same amount of time. Remove your valuables, roll up your windows, don't leave your car running unattended, lock your doors, and take your keys or fob. If you have information about a crime, call the police. If you suspect insurance fraud, also call 800-TEL-NICB. A public service message from the National Insurance Crime Bureau.
For the complete news stories, weather, obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by Elkton Motorsports, your full-service Honda dealer east of Elkton. You'll find ATVs, road, and dirt bikes at Elkton Motorsports, east of Elkton on M142. Call them at 989-375-2391.